The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you this morning. We bless your name. Porabashata Kabaya. King of kings and Lord of lords, the I am that I am, the everlasting Father, he who was and is to come, the name of the Lord be praised, the name of the Lord be exalted. King of kings and Lord of lords, this morning we say, Lord, we thank you, Papa. We thank you because you are God. You deserve our thanks. You deserve our worship. You deserve our honor. You deserve our adoration. We bless your name this morning. We exalt you for yet another beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made that we should be glad and rejoice in it. We bless your name, O Lord. Li papa rakataka ba itali. Ile papa rakataka banto le barato kasti. Jebeketeke barukoto kabanta la bashukuro basikiri bazanda. Bali karabazo koto koto kubo itele bo shokoto kabande. Uzabaraba itakaba yoko robo shabara takaba. Libro koto rababa itakabo. Libro koto kaba itale beshe. La baba rakata kaba itale besho koto kaba yakata. Ile pepe keteke baro. Let's stand the Lord for yet another brand new day. Another weekend has come to be with us. We want to thank the Lord once again for the gift of life that he has given to us. Le baba rakata kaba yakata. Le baba rakata kaba itala basha kaba rakata kaba ya. Ibala karabazo koto kaba itale besheke teke baya. Lo barakata kaba yokoto kaba yakata. Ile papa rakata kaba itale besheke teke baya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed, 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 blessed. Blessed are thou, O Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Rabba shakata kabaya. Ile papa rakata kabaya kata. God is faithful. God is faithful. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We celebrate you, O Lord. We celebrate your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we celebrate you, Lord. We celebrate you. We celebrate you. We celebrate you. We celebrate you. We celebrate you, Lord. All your faithfulness, all your goodness to us. Oh yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done for us. For what you are doing currently and what you will continue to do. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord, for your mercies and your faithfulness, for your goodness, O Lord, for your kindness, O God, for your faithfulness, O Lord. We say take all the glory. We say take all the glory. We thank you for watching our life through the night. Thank you for the blessed and blessed and blessed us with. Thank you, Lord. Katakaba itala basha, rababa katakaba itala basha kabara, ibaba rabasha katakaba ya, ibala kabara baba itakaba ya, ile baba katakaba it.
We give you all the glory this morning.
Ile baba rababa itala baba. Ile papa itala basha kabara. Ile papa itale besheke borokoto. Le papa rakata kaba itale besheke bora. Ibrokoto kabara ba itakabaya. Ibeleke teke barokoto kaba itala basha. Rababa baba itale besheke teke bara. Ile papa rakata kabaya. Ibeleke teke barokoto kaba ita. Ibeleke teke barokoto. We enter by the blood. We enter by the blood. We declare the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are redeemed by the blood. We are cleansed by the blood. We are washed in the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. We are qualified. We are justified. We are cleansed by the blood.
Yes, we are cleansed by the blood. We are washed and cleansed by the blood. We declare the blood. We saturate our
We thank you for the blood. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I say, Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys. And then Bujawe Ward, our technicians. This morning, we are continuing with our theme, Aligning with Jesus for a Triumphant Exit. Aligning with Jesus for a Triumphant Exit. And under it, Blood for Blood. Blood for Blood. Blood for Blood. Beloved, the way we exit will determine the way we enter. The way we exit will determine the way we enter. We should never exit with carryovers and transfers. One of the things I'm going to deal with at the 11th hour is the Lord just inspired this topic. Yesterday we traveled outside Accra and very long journey. And when we arrived, we were very tired. But then, as I thought of just praying a little, as difficult as it were, I still just went back to sleep. Then when I woke up around 2 o'clock, the Lord just said something to me. I just heard a voice. Withdrawing standing orders. I just said standing orders. Pray against standing orders. So I went to online to find out the meaning of standing order. I know it has something to do with checks. And I saw this definition. A regular payment of the same amount that's paid on a specified date. A regular payment of the same amount that is paid on a specified date. You know, there is a company that pays a particular amount into my account every month for almost 3 years now. On a particular day, my accounts will be credited. One of the sisters that left this country, on the day she was leaving, was a particular day. About 20 years now, at the airport, she gave me an envelope. When I came home and I opened, it was $100. When she arrived, every month on that particular day, she will send me some amount. 20 years. 20 years until, and I think about, yes, 4 or 5 years now that it has not been regular. I know the challenges. She's now married, children, so, so, and so, and all that. So, now, you see, I am going to treat this more at the 11th hour. But as we've been praying on this woman with the issue of blood, that now theologically we know that her name is Veronica. So people who are called Veronica, that is the person. The Bible says in Mark chapter 5, verse 28, that the woman said to herself, if only I touch, she said to herself, if only I touch. Some verses says she thought. Other verses says, for she kept saying, she kept saying, what do you keep saying? What do you keep thinking? Beloved, what you keep thinking, you are creating. What you keep saying, you launching, you are launching it. Look, the moment a word comes out of your mouth, that word is forever alive. Words don't die. Oh. Words don't die. That is why we use words to cancel words. The only way you can cancel that word is to use another word. Then you have canceled it. That is why we have been saying that we pray and cancel our prayers. After praying, declaring so, so, and so, write, when we say amen and close, write at the car park, people are quarreling. Write at the car park, people go and hear what people are saying. Sometimes, even when they pray and they come out a little, the things they, you see, so we are in the circles. That is why we were taught that the moment you pray about something, never say anything about that thing. The moment you pray about something, never say anything about that thing. Or if you say anything about that thing, it should be something positive. So the Bible said that, for she kept saying, if I only touch his garment, I shall be restored to health. And immediately her flow of blood was dried up at the source. At the source. I like amplify. At the source. May your problem be solved at the source. Amen. Let your problem be solved at the source. Amen. We are dealing with the source. At the source. And suddenly she felt in her body that she was healed of her distressing ailment. And Jesus, recognizing in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around immediately in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples kept saying to him, you see the crowd pressing hard around you from all sides, and you ask, who touched me? Still, he kept looking around to see her who had done it. Do you think Jesus didn't know? Jesus knew. But she wanted the woman herself to own up. Let me make a comment here. You see, before I come, you see, some of us will sit down. And then somebody was telling me that, but Pastor, I thought you should know. I thought you should know. You see, we sit down and then we've been thinking that God should know, but God should know my need. But God should know that I'm not well. God should know. Let me tell you something. Faith is action. Faith is inner conviction to act. Faith becomes completed or complete when it is acted upon. Faith is what brings result. God is aware. He knows. But because he has given you and I a will, he doesn't know whether you are willing. I've said this before. I took somebody to prayer and I thought the person needs Holy Spirit baptism. The person told me, I don't need baptism. I don't need it. I don't need it. The first time I was shocked. But I knew a spirit was speaking through the person. I don't need it. I don't know whether now still the person says I don't need it. I don't know. Because since then, I haven't tried. I've never wasted my time. I don't need it. So you see, sometimes you want to help people, you are shocked. You are shocked. What you think that is their need, it's not a need to them. No. What you think is a problem, it's not a problem to them. I was telling the lady pastor, we need to be very careful about people. Sometimes you sit there, you are worried about people, you are thinking about people, you are thinking about this. It will shock you that thing that you are worried about concerning the person is not a need. So God wait until you ask. Yes. Until you say it, then yes. It means that it is coming from your heart. It is coming from your will. So verse 33. Still, he kept looking around. 32, sorry. Still, he kept looking around to see her who had done it. 33. But the woman, knowing what had happened, had been done for her, though alarmed and frightened and trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. 34. And he said to her, daughter, your faith, your trust and confidence in me, springing from faith in God, has restored you to health. Go into peace and be continually, you see the Greek, continually healed. This is the Amplified Version. Continually healed and freed from your distressing bodily disease. People are carrying things around. People are carrying things. People have issues they can't share. Look, for 1.5 years now, myself and the lady pastor entered into a situation. You know, sometimes God will allow you to enter into a situation just to expose you to a realm that you have never experienced before, to understand human nature. Since then, when I stand before the congregation or I see human beings, I begin to feel sad. You see people walking about their containers. People have issues that, look, they can't say it. They don't know who to tell. They don't know who to tell. Because you won't get anybody to stand with you or to understand you because the response. Meanwhile, people don't tell you all the details. Beloved, but I thank God that he has never failed. That God is proving himself very faithful. And God has really lifted our faith to a certain level to know that indeed the God we serve is a living God. Sometimes when people say this thing is death, it is rather life. You know, the emotions, the soulish realm speaks the reality. The soulish realm will only give you the account of what people have experienced. The soulish realm, the mind, is limited. It's limited. It is real. It sees what is real. But behind what is real, there is something there. That is why we are aligning with Jesus for a triumphant exit, blood for blood. Veronica, for 12 years, I don't know whether people knew this. People don't know about Veronica's situation. The Bible says that it was after her healing that she testified. Because if people knew Veronica as the woman with the issue of blood, they would have stoned her even when she tried to enter the crowd. Because when you have hemorrhage in the Old Testament, you are not supposed to mingle with people because you are considered unclean. You are an unclean person. So Veronica has kept this to herself. Only her doctors that she attends to, and the doctors too must keep it confidential. Otherwise, she will be stoned to death. For 12 years, this woman has kept this thing. She can't share the things people are keeping. And look, that's why people are dying. I was just listening to an audio right now. Sometimes a video. I've been thinking that I worry you people when I'm sharing some of these things. So it was something that a man, the richest man in one of the countries, the richest man who has become a Christian, was talking about, if I mention the name is always there. He was being interviewed and said the research he has made. They were talking about how to live long. He said the research he has made shows that working hard doesn't cause a person to die early. That what causes people to die early is worry. So he has written a book, How to Die Early, Worry. If you want to die early, worry. He said his research has shown that worry affects your heart. In fact, he was using some terms. It affects the condition of your heart. It releases a chemical that is poison, internal poison to your system. When I heard this, I said, God knows why I'm hearing this today. I wish I heard this when I was 12 years. But I thank God that he has still kept me. Because some of us, we just enjoy worrying. We just enjoy worrying. Just worry. But you know, worry is a spirit, it's a demon to kill you early. Veronica, I don't know what her condition, what her faith was, whether she was worrying or she was hoping. For Abraham was hoping upon hope. So the best thing to put there instead of worry is keep on hoping. Keep on hoping until the day you breathe your last. Keep on hoping for the best. The best from God because of God's ability. Keep on hoping until the day you breathe your last. So you see, No one, it wasn't written the condition, what caused Veronica's hemorrhage, this woman with the issue of blood. No one knows. But you see, every unceasing situation, every cycle pattern is connected to an altar, a covenant, a sacrifice. I'm telling you, anything that doesn't respond to medical is spiritual. Any medical situation that does not respond to medicine is spiritual. It's spiritual. And that is what the Lord was teaching me about standing orders. Standing orders is a check that somebody has gone to deposit in a bank so that on a particular day of the month, that check is paid into your account. It is so on a particular day, an attack comes. On a particular day, an evil happens. On a particular day, it is just how your account is activated, physical account, by standing orders. So also spiritually, there are standing orders. When every month, something is activated, so that you end the year the same. I'm going to talk more on this during the 11th hour prayer parade. Withdrawing standing orders. So Veronica might have been a victim of standing order. So the thing keeps on flowing, 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 flowing. Just as I am saying that for about 3 years now, a company, I've been seeing it. An account is credited into my account. But for 3 years now, a particular day, you see credit, credit, credit. And I've been asking God to credit that person's life. Credit that person's account. Credit that person, Lord. As the person's account is crediting mine, credit the person. Credit the person. Credit the person. So you see, in the same way spiritually, there are credits. But do you know something? The blood of Jesus is the highest credit, is the highest standing order. According to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, the blood of Jesus speaks a better word. A better word. So the blood of Jesus speaks against every demonic standing orders, every demonic altar, every demonic sacrifice, every demonic covenant. We need to say enough is enough. Blood for blood. Blood for blood simply means the area of my life that is bleeding. The area of my life that is just bleeding. The area of my life that is not bringing joy and peace. The area of my life that I am suffering. The area of my life that is, that I cannot testify about. That is blood for blood. And again, when your faith says yes, God will not say no. Yes. Anything in your life that is empowering continuity, standing orders means continuity. Standing orders means continuity. Patterns, cycles. There is something it has been put there for continuity. And you see, the Spirit also calls us to also behave like that so that continuity will continue. You see, every altar, every covenant, every sacrifice draws a spirit. That spirit comes to attack you, through your mind, your thought into your soul. In fact, your mind, our thoughts are the gateway into our souls. The moment that spirit takes possession of your soul, it makes you to talk like that, think like that, act like that. So all that is needed for the standing of order, for the check to be credited, is that they make you talk like that. Your house help will just get you angry and make you talk like that. That is all. Standing order. The check has been credited. Your emotions will just come. You just go and fornicate. You just go and give yourself. You just go and do something. You do that thing. Standing order. Credited. You are credited. Your husband will just annoy you. You get angry or something that you have been, the way you are, you do that, but credited. Your wife will just, but credited. Credited. Things that we do, they are not just habitual, they are spirits. From today, don't take that thing as just a habit. It's not a habit. It's a spirit that is expressing itself through us. To keep our accounts credited. To keep our accounts out credited. In the same way, when we are confessing the word, meditating and living by the word, we are also being credited. We are crediting, we are growing spiritually. This morning, we want to pray. We want to pray. We want to pray. It is time to align Veronica's head about Jesus. And she brought the problem to Jesus. She aligned the problem. She said, you can't be with me. Like the Bible says, that we should cast our burdens upon him because he cares for us. Cast your cares upon him. Because what? He cares for us. Beloved, any area of your life that is bleeding, you are not ending 2023 with that bleeding. No exit. No exit with any, we are not exiting with any carryover or any transfer. No exit. We are not exiting with any standing orders. We are withdrawing every standing order. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
I declare and decree.
I declare and decree.
2023.
I align.
Every concern.
Every concern.
Every challenge.
Every challenge.
Every problem.
Every problem.
Every secret challenge.
Secret challenge.
Secret difficulty.
Secret difficulty.
That I cannot share.
I cannot share.
With anybody.
With anybody.
I align it. To Jesus Christ.
To Jesus Christ.
I place it on Jesus. I cast your Jesus. I cast my worries. I cast my fears. I cast my anxiety. I cast my discouragement. I cast this particular challenge. Mention the challenge right now. I cast this particular particular issue that is giving me problems.
That is giving me headaches.
I cast it right now.
I cast it right now.
I cast it on Jesus.
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 I cast it on Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Any burden.
Any burden.
I am carrying.
That I am carrying.
A burden.
Ancestral burden.
That has been transferred.
That have been transferred.
Family burdens.
Family
that
burdens.
That has been transferred.
That have been transferred.
Parental burdens.
Parental
that have been transferred.
That have been transferred.
Including sickness.
Including sickness.
Including diseases.
Including diseases.
Including curses.
Including curses.
Including patterns.
Including patterns.
And cycles.
And cycles.
Of events.
Of events.
That has been transferred.
That have been transferred.
That has been transferred.
That have been transferred.
That has been carried over.
That have been carried over.
Unto me.
Unto me.
That ends the year with me.
That ends the year with me.
That has become.
That has become.
A standing order. Any parental burden.
Any parental burden.
Any ancestral burden.
Any ancestral burden.
Any generational burden.
Any generational burden.
That has become a standing order.
That has become a standing order.
That has become a standing order.
That has become a standing order in my life.
I cast it on Jesus.
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 I cast it. I cast it.
I cast it. I cast it.
Somebody should write it.
I cast it. I cast it down.
In Jesus' name, somebody should write the prayer point.
Yes, Lord.
Any generational burden. Somebody should write any generational burden.
Any generational burden.
Any ancestral burden.
Any ancestral burden.
Any parental burden.
Any parental burden.
Any family burden.
Any family burden.
Any generational transfer.
Any generational transfer.
And burden.
And burden.
Any generational burden.
Any generational burden.
And transfer.
And transfer.
And carry over.
And carry over.
Any parental burden.
Any parental burden.
And transfer.
And transfer.
And carry over.
And carry over.
Any family burden.
Any family burden.
And transfer.
And transfer.
And carry over.
And carry over.
Any parental burden.
Any parental burden.
And transfer.
And transfer.
And carry over.
And carry over.
Any personal burden.
Any personal burden.
And transfer.
And transfer.
And carry over.
And carry over.
That has become.
That has become.
A standing order.
A standing order.
Become.
That has become.
A standing order.
A standing
my
order.
My God, I'm feeling something.
Yes, Lord.
That has become a standing
that
order.
That has become a standing
order. That has become a standing order.
That has become
a standing order.
A standing order.
Crediting my account.
Crediting my account.
Crediting my account.
Crediting my account.
My account.
Crediting my account.
Empowering continuity.
Empowering continuity.
Empowering continuity.
Empowering continuity.
Today.
Today.
I say in the name of Jesus Christ.
I say in the name of Jesus Christ.
I cast you on Jesus.
I cast you on Jesus.
I cast you on Jesus Christ.
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 I offload you on Jesus.
I offload you on Jesus.
I offload you on Jesus Christ.
I offload you on Jesus.
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 I cast you on Jesus.
I cast you on Jesus.
I cast you.
I cast you on Jesus.
I cast you on Jesus.
I offload you on Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I offload you on Jesus.
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 I cast you on Jesus. I offload you on Jesus.
I cast you on Jesus.
I offload you on Jesus.
I offload you on Jesus.
Yes, O Lord. Any generational, any family, any ancestral, any family. Yes, O Lord. Burden transfer and carry over. That has become a standing order.
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 In the spiritual wickedness,
that has been transferred unto me.
That has become a standing order.
That has become a standing order.
Any case.
That has become a standing order.
That has become a standing order.
Any ancestral case.
Generational case.
Parental
case.
Family case.
That has become a standing order.
That has become a standing order.
That has become a standing order.
I cast it.
I cast it on Jesus.
Jesus is the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier.
Jesus is the carrier. Jesus, you are the carrier. You are the carrier. I cast them on you. I cast my burdens on you. My ancestral burdens, generational and family burdens, I cast them on you. My parental burdens, transfers, and then carryovers, I cast them on you. I cast them on you, Jesus. I cast them on you. 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 I cast them. I cast them. I cast them. I cast them.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We are going to refuse, renounce, and reject demonic standing orders. Somebody should write it. I refuse, I renounce, and I reject demonic standing orders, ancestral standing orders, generational standing orders. Somebody should write it. I refuse, I renounce, I reject, I resist generational standing orders, ancestral standing orders, family standing orders, parental standing orders. Look, like I said, the Holy Spirit reminded me, not that company alone pays that standing orders into my account. The Lord just reminded me, there is a woman, and in fact, that company belongs to a woman. That place is a woman. And the Lord just reminded me, there is a family, a woman with the children. Every month, the first Sunday, they will come to me at the altar. They are holding envelopes. They too have been doing this thing about how many years now? About 3-4 years, eh? Uh-huh. 3-4 years now. And in fact, it is their envelopes I've been using for my offering because they bring fresh notes. Fresh notes. Fresh notes. And then they will come. We've come to service our covenant. I think another day, people have been doing these things. The Lord just reminded me that those things are also standing orders. Every altar is a standing order. Hey! Every covenant is a standing order. Yesu. It's a standing order. So you see, even when you are dead and gone, that standing order will be working for your children. Because there is a spirit that empowers the standing order. Demons empower ancestral generational standing orders. Look, anything in your family that is still manifesting in your life is a standing order. You must reject it. Until you look completely different from your family, from the people of your tribe, until you look completely different, you are not completely delivered. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. If any man, any woman, any person be in Christ, you are a new creation. The old is gone. Behold, all things have become new. The old is the past. The old is ancestral generational things. Behold, everything has become new. But you see, because these spirits that we have inherited influence us, we still talk like that, think like that, and so the standing orders are always working. I have never heard this standing order thing. As I'm going to, I will make it on Facebook. Anybody that will use it, any man of God, you must credit me. Because this is Rhema from HOGA, Holy Ghost Academy. Rhema faculty. Yes. Standing orders. Demonic standing orders. I haven't heard this since I was born. And I know that you have also never heard it. So, it is coming from the Holy Spirit through the Laliboja. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
I refuse.
I refuse.
I renounce.
I renounce.
I reject.
I reject.
And I resist.
And I resist.
Every ancestral standing
every
order.
Every ancestral standing order.
Every generational standing
every
order.
Every generational standing order.
Every family standing
every
order.
Every family standing
every
order.
Every parental standing
every
order.
Every parental standing
I
order.
I refuse.
I refuse.
I renounce.
I renounce.
I reject.
I reject.
I resist.
I resist.
I refuse.
I refuse.
I renounce.
I renounce.
I reject.
I reject.
I resist.
I resist.
I refuse.
I refuse.
I renounce.
I renounce.
I resist.
I resist.
I reject.
I reject.
I refuse.
I refuse.
I renounce.
I renounce.
I reject.
I reject.
I resist.
I resist.
Shakatakatakabarakatakaba italebe shekete. Libabarakatakabayakatakabayakatakabayakatakabaya. Mention that thing right now. Libabarakatakabayakata. In this standing order that I am suffering, in this self-generated standing order, every self-generated standing order, every self-generated standing order, every self-generated standing order,
that have become, yes, Lord, burdens, and
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
I break
Christ.
Free.
I break free.
From every standing
from
order.
Every standing order.
Every demonic standing
every
order.
Every demonic standing order.
Pray that prayer right
yes,
now.
Lord,
let the lady pastor leave. I break free.
I break free. I break free. I break free. Yes, Lord. I break free from every standing order that is standing against me. I break free. I break free. I break free from ancestral standing orders. I break free from generational standing orders. I break free from family standing orders and parental standing orders. Yes, Lord, that are in this standing against me. Yes, Lord, that have brought burdens on me, that have bought transfers and then carryovers on my life. I break free. 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 I break free, I break free, I break free, I break free right now from every standing order, demonic standing orders. I break free from every demonic standing orders.
I break free.
I break free. I break free.
I break free.
I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. I break free. From generational standing orders.
Ancestral
family standing orders. Parental standing orders. Yes, that's a
pandemic.
Yes, from burdens. I break free from all kinds of standing orders that come as a result of transfers. Burdens and carry over. I break free from your hold. I break free from your power. I break free from your environment, from your power and influence. I break free, I break free from your hold, your power and influence. I break free, I break free. I break free in the name of Jesus. I break free, I break free. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I break free, I break free. I break free, I break free. I break free, I break my soul free. I break my spirit free. I break every aspect of my life free. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
I break free.
I break free from my bloodline issues of God. I break free from all bloodline issues. I break free from all blood issues. I break free from all blood issues. Break free from your hold. I break free from your power. I break free. 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 I break my husband free. I break my children free. I break my marriage free. I break my children free. I break my children free. I break my finances free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, want to pick the last prayer? This prayer just opened my eyes. This standing order, S-O. Just make it S-O. Standing order. S-O. I break free from any S-O. Any generational S-O. Any parental S-O. Any family S-O. Standing order. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. You see, it's good to be connected to the Spirit. The Bible says that you become a river of what? Flowing hot waters. You become hot? A river of what? Flowing waters, eh? Living waters. Thank you. You become a river of what? Living waters. When you have trained your spirit and your spirit is connected, look, things are just flowing. Things are just flowing. Yesterday when we were coming, about 4 hours journey, the brother driving me was just telling us, myself and the lady pastor, this police officer who was working very hard, the mother has put all the family bedding, everything, my son, this, my son, this your auntie. My son, this your so-so-and-so. My son, this. My son, this. My son. And pressure. Pressure. This thing has happened. You have to go. This thing has happened. You have to come. The mother is just showing the son everywhere. Me too, my son. Me too, my son. Mm. My son, you have to come. One of the aunties died. A distant auntie. The mother put pressure. Come. You have to attend the funeral. You have to. They must see you there. They must see you there. You two, they must introduce you. He went to the funeral. At the funeral there, he was leaving, coming to Accra. He was crossing the road to go and enter into his car that is parked at the other side. A tipper truck failed brake, crashed him into pieces before them. Crashed into pieces. They had to use shovel and gather. They have to bury immediately. So you see, parental, standing orders. Parental bedding. People are carrying things. I'm not saying that it is bad to take care. No, take care of your father, your mother. Do what you can. The Bible says that that's the first this thing with blessings. Eh? Do what you can. But please, watch yourself. Some of these things, they have been programmed. The mother doesn't know that they have programmed her to offer her son. They have programmed her to offer her son. Look, some situations are programmable. Some situations, the enemy has programmed them to take your life. But never. Say any situation that has been programmed.
That has been programmed
to take my life.
To take my life.
I shut it down.
Any situation
that has been programmed.
That has been programmed
to take my life.
To take my life.
I shut it down.
I shut it down.
In
the name of Jesus Christ. Any situation that has been programmed to take my life. I shut it down.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
This police officer's matter, I was telling you, this thing happened just last week. It's a fresh thing, just last week. And he's a Christian. He's a Christian. Yes. And this brother, because the brother was driving me, the brother works with a bank. So sometimes when he's driving the bullion van, this is the policeman that, I mean, sit by him. So he's a very close person. When he was driving and saying this, tears were even coming from his eyes. Standing orders, demonic standing orders. Any program, any setup that has been projected secretly to take your life, I shut it down in the name of Jesus Christ. I shut it down. I declare from today, you are no longer a victim to any standing order. I declare you free. 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 I declare you free from every standing order. From every standing order. From every SO. I declare from today that you are no longer a victim. You are no longer a victim. You are no longer a victim. I declare from today. I declare from today. I declare from today. I declare from today that you are no longer. That you are no longer. that you are no longer, that you are no longer, that you are no longer a victim, a victim, a victim, a victim, a victim to any standing order, a victim to any SO, a victim to any SO, a victim to any SO, a victim to any SO. You are ending the year without any standing order. The things you have suffered before, that follows you into the new year, 2023. Let the year swallow them. Let the blood of Jesus swallow them. Let the blood of Jesus swallow them. Let the blood of Jesus Christ swallow them. Let the blood of Jesus Christ swallow them. Let the blood of Jesus Christ swallow them. Any standing order that want to accompany you into 2024, let them be swallowed like the Red Sea swallowed Pharaoh and his army. Let them be swallowed. 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 Any standing order that is making you to suffer like your parents. Any standing order that wants your marriage to be like that of your mother, that of your father. Any standing order that is making you to suffer what they suffered, experience what they experienced, I shut it down in your life. I disconnect and detach you in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare and decree that you are free. That you are free. I liberate you. I cover everyone that is under my covering. I secure everyone that is under my covering. Deliverance Assemblies of God members, both online, in person, and those who are connected, not Deliverance Assemblies of God members, but they are connected to my programs. Because of their connection, I cover you. I cover you. I secure you against any standing order. I declare and decree that you are no longer a victim. From now, you are no longer a victim. Begin to hear good news. Begin to hear good news. Let things begin to turn around for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We give glory to God. This is how far we can come today. May you enjoy a weekend full of testimonies. May you enjoy a weekend full of testimonies, full of new things. May you enjoy a weekend full of dreams and fulfillment. There should be peace in your life. I declare you covered. I declare you secured. No power can take your life. No power can take your life. No power can take your life. But I encourage you to train your spirit and walk in the spirit. Please, not every program you have to offer yourself to. Not every place you have to go. I am talking about this kind of, I don't know, let me just leave it like that. Balance it. Not everything you have to get yourself involved in. Sometimes you give a very good explanation. Sometimes you send money. You prove a money and send it. Oh, so, so and so. I am sending this seed. I am sending this offering. So, so and so. That. I am telling you. May God bless you and keep you. Amen. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Amen. And be gracious unto you. Amen. And when the roll is called, your name and my name shall never be missing. Hold on to these prayers, please. Pray them. Pray them intensively. Pray them intensely, passionately. And you will see, like Veronica, you will feel inside you that something has happened. Shalom, 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 shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, Please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.